This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
So let's start with a few things. First of all, this incredible story out of Chicago that we told you about last week, where four millennials pick up this handicapped kid and beat on him. I'm having a hard time with the CBS story because it doesn't sound like the same story that we all saw last week. We'll give that to you here in just a second. Also, did anybody watch the Golden Globes? I mean, I didn't. Did anybody turn them on? Believe it or not, packed.
I tried to watch for a minute.
Why? Why?
I just wanted to see what movies were going to get awards.
The ones you haven't seen.
Yeah, it turns out that way. Yeah,
exactly. It turns out that way every time. And lo and behold, so did some of the speeches given.
Agonizing.
Yeah, of course. That's why we didn't watch it, Pat. Mm-hmm. We didn't watch it. We begin there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Cause we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck.
Pat watched it. Now we find out the real reason why Pat watched the Golden Globes. His wife gave him
a nice TV for Christmas.
I don't know where this one came from. She gave him a big 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're just watching anything that's in 4K.
Anything that's in 4K, I'm there. And so I wanted to see what. So when the Globes came on, and I thought, oh, look at that. It's supposed to be in
Jennifer Lawrence, 4K.
Ultra HD, 4K. But I lasted about 10 minutes.
Did they look different in 4K?
Yeah, you can see everything. It's like X-ray vision. You can see their underwear. It's amazing.
No, seriously.
No, seriously. Everything is so much clearer. It's just that much more vivid. You know how blurry regular TV, standard television looks now when you have HD?
Yes, yes.
It's the same from HD to 4K.
It's pretty dramatic. Tell us how blurry it is, Pat.
So it's really blurry.
So do they look better, worse, or about the same?
they look worse. They look better now than they did before. Well, it depends on who you're looking at, obviously, like always.
It's amazing, though, because I remember when HD came out, I remember thinking, like, I was going to beat the system. And I don't care about the stupid HD. So what, it looks a little bit better. I'm going to buy. Now I can save a lot of money on these standard definition ones. You could pay nothing for them.
You get spoiled so
And thinking
fast.
It was the smartest thing in the world. And it's amazing. It comes to the point that you have on your cable system 1,000 channels. 18 of them are in HD, and those are the only channels I would watch.
Only ones I watch.
And when that transition happened, now it's probably the same thing with the 4K. Mm-hmm. I haven't even seen it yet.
I've seen it displayed. Pat hasn't. I haven't received an invite yet.
Open invitation to come over anytime.
But it's dramatic. It's dramatic.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't
seem
like...
You're not going to buy one until it's like $800. Well, I've done that train before.
Yes.
I'm not being fooled again.
And the thing is, not that much is broadcast right now in 4K. So
the Golden Globes, you'll get the Oscars, you'll get the Super Bowl, you'll get a lot of the big events.
And some stuff on Netflix, their new stuff is generally 4K.
Through the freaking internet?
I think The Crown is in 4K.
Is it?
Yeah. And some of the other
So you might
new
watch
shows.
The Crown.
So I'm thinking about watching The
it's
Crown.
It's really
now.
Good.
It won the Golden Globe last night,
no,
right?
No, it's really good.
It's highly acclaimed.
So is there anything last night that we should know about? I mean, because I didn't.
The big news is the Meryl Streep thing, I guess.
From the political.
This speech was so agonizing. I mean, listen to this.
So Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. And if we kick them all out...
May I first say, there's no A in the word foreigners. So can we just start there? foreigners. It's not far. It's four. Foreigners.
Okay, all right.
You'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts.
A lot of people seriously disagree with that.
I didn't know
that.
I mean, I had already called the Trump administration. I'm trying to be part of the National Endowment for the Arts. I was hoping we could give all of the money to the MMA. I thought that was it.
And by the way, I don't know if Meryl has seen this, but if she's seen the TV ratings, they already are only watching football.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but like the top five of the top six shows every single week are the NFL.
And do you care that some of the best shows on television now are made in England or made in Vancouver, BC?
No.
You care?
I don't care. And also, I've noticed a few, Pat, maybe you can back me up on this, a few people of color and foreigners in sports. I've noticed a few of them.
What?
It's weird. I've noticed in the NFL, it's not all white people. All white people. In fact, and we still seem to love watching it.
Huh.
It's almost as if her point is completely inane.
Completely.
Almost. I've missed you, Stu.
Okay.
I've missed you.
I missed you.
And also, Trump didn't even say that. Trump's not talking about kicking out all foreigners.
Trump is Hollywood.
Never said.
All he talks about is ratings. I mean, he there's never been, outside of Reagan probably, a president that was more closely aligned with Hollywood than Donald Trump.
Next to Reagan.
Right.
You brought it on yourself, brother.
I know. Well, that was the last straw for me. I turned the channel immediately. I couldn't take it.
I will say.
I mean, she made me in love with Donald Trump. I wanted to go back in time and vote for him, not just once, but multiple times.
And I will say,
because I'm so sick of these people.
Agonizing. 100% agree with Donald Trump on what he took today, which is a much more difficult stand than saying Meryl Streep's an idiot when she makes a political speech. That's
which
an easy
is.
Stance to take. The tough one, and the true one, is that Meryl Streep sucks as an actress.
Amen.
Not as a speaker, not as a political theorist, as an actress.
Never
she's
been more with
terrible.
You than I am right now.
Thank you, Pat.
And she's so overrated.
She stinks. She's overrated.
Gosh.
Trump tweeted it today. I've been saying it on this show
for how many freaking years.
He
did not.
Did he
Trump,
say she's overrated?
She's the most overrated actress.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
and he says that totally. About everybody.
But he's right on this one, and give him credit when he's right. He is 100% right. She stinks. And history, hopefully, will correctly recognize that she's terrible.
Oh, they made
her terrible.
They made her out to be the queen.
Of course, they always do. They just give her the awards before she even does the movies. But she's terrible, and it's finally we have a president that can recognize that. Because I don't even know. Would Reagan have done it? I don't know if he'd have the guts.
No.
Luckily, Trump's out there with the guts to say Meryl Streep sucks.
Meryl Streep,
and I fully
one of the most
him.
Overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me but attacked last night at the Golden Globes. She's a Hillary flunky who lost big.
I love that. You gotta
wait.
Lie.
Hillary
Come
lost
on.
Big, or because Meryl won the award, right? Meryl didn't lose big in the particular award, but who cares? I'm 100% with him on this point, and I'm happy to celebrate it. I'm glad
they don't even recognize the rot in their own state. They don't even recognize why are you not paying? The people in California to do your food catering, to pick you up. Why do you have to fly to someplace else? Your house is in California. Why do you have to fly someplace else to do it? Why is Duck Dynasty done in Louisiana? Do you even know how they found Duck Dynasty? Do you know how that came to be?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, from the
tax incentives.
Tax incentives from the state. Which, by the way, I think they pulled out of
Louisiana.
The state of Florida.
Louisiana said, we are going to make this the most, the easiest place to do movies and television. You film anything here, we're going to give you a huge tax break. Okay, so they do. The producers don't say, hey, there's these guys in Louisiana that are great.
Yeah,
the producers say, go to Louisiana and find a story that might be a show.
Yeah, and this has happened throughout history. I mean, Rocky was, if I remember the story right, was initially a New York story. It's so associated with Philadelphia.
Right.
Yeah. But it was a kind of a New York story. It was supposed to be filmed, large portions of it, in New York. But because of unions, they went to Philadelphia.
And the unions were better in Philadelphia.
They found a more willing environment, and they had to, they still had to, like, one of the reasons they developed the Steadicam and used the Steadicam a lot for that was because, by their telling at least, because they basically had to run around and hide from people where they weren't supposed to be shooting the movie.
That's kind of great.
A funny thing at all. But these things do lead to innovations. And you see this. I mean, this is Hollywood at its most out of touch. And everyone was tweeting and Facebooking about how this is why Trump won. Because they see people like Meryl Streep with these attitudes and treating everyone out there, half the country, in this way. And it's so annoying. Even when they don't like Donald Trump, they'll vote for him. Because they're just so
elitist. It is this understanding that everyone in this room is right, even though people in that room aren't all in lockstep. But they've silenced those people. So everybody in this room is right. And we're now being broadcast all around the country. So now we're going to tell all the little people. I mean, it is Norma Desmond. All you little people out there in the dark. They believe we're stupid. And so there's no way we're ever going to listen to one of your points while you're telling us we're stupid.
I've got great examples of this, too.
Well, we don't think you're stupid. Okay, just watch football and MMA.
Yeah.
And that's not the art. I mean, I think that was written as a funny line, but she delivered it. Maybe because she's a bad actress,
but she
delivered it as a slam in everybody's face like we don't know that's not art. And now this. Told you last week, threw my back out, and one of the reasons why is because I was away from my Casper mattress.
Plus, you moved in your chair. You were in a chair sitting there, and you moved.
You've moved. You've made another chair.
We tried to tell you. We warned you, I don't know how many times, don't move, because you got to be careful. Don't move. And you moved. And
I know this makes you guys feel good some way. I'm just not sure how it makes you feel good, but.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Program.
I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Because we have won.
Mercury.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-1645. That's 800-600-1645. 800-600-1645.
The Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BECK.
On with Tucker tonight, his first show.
Yeah.
I've never done Tucker Carlson. I've never watched any of Tucker Carlson's shows or
seen him on the air many times.
I've seen him on the air. But
you guys got in a little bit of a dust-up fairly recently, if I remember correctly.
About Facebook?
Yeah, you guys, you know.
I mean, he did.
It wasn't a big deal or anything, but it was, that's interesting you're going on a show. I don't know that you don't care, but sometimes these media things blow up into stuff that they're, you know.
I'm just going on his show tonight because he's been asking for a long time, and we've been saying no, and tonight's a big night for him, and if there's a way I can help him and be in a show, I think that's great. I have no idea what he wants to talk about. If he's going to get into a dust-up, it's going to be an interesting
I doubt it. I mean, you guys obviously agree on the vast majority of issues.
Yeah.
Will we see this recapped on the new glennbeck.com that appears to exist?
I don't know, but it does appear to exist.
It does appear to exist today.
It's there.
All it's brand redesign?
New, all new redesign, but it's more than that as we'll be rolling things out. It's a whole new platform. And it's going to be doing some special things as we start to roll them out over the next few weeks and months. But we have some really big ideas for it, and check it out. It should be a lot easier to navigate.
While we're on the Meryl Streep thing and how the left is reacting, you saw it with Meryl Streep. We talked about another guy earlier, a climate guy who's going into therapy and is having problems shutting down and ruining relationships because he's so depressed about the climate and how we're not acting. Let me give you two other ones. This is a guy from
He should enjoy the snow.
I hope it works
just
for
happened
him.
In the Sierra Nevadas.
I hope it works
Nevadas.
For him.
I do too.
The therapy to work for him.
This is a guy from Think Progress. I wanted to share an experience from earlier today. This is from a couple months ago. This afternoon, I had a plumber over to my apartment to fix a clogged drain. He was a perfectly nice guy and a consummate professional, but he was also a middle-aged white man with a southern accent.
Oh, no.
Who seemed unperturbed by the election news. And while I had him at the apartment, I couldn't stop thinking about whether he had voted for Trump, whether he knew my last name
is Jewish.
Does
this end with the plumber's head in the refrigerator?
It is. There is some. he does right. devour him later, okay. but we're not going to get that far. Whether he knew my last name was Jewish and how that knowledge might change the interaction we were having inside my own home. I have no real reason to believe he was a Trump supporter or an anti-Semite, but in my uncertainty, I couldn't shake the sense of potential danger.
Listen to that.
I was rattled for some time after that.
Okay, hang on just a second. Think Progress is something that is called all of us conspiratorial because we believe that the economy is not what they're telling us and we're headed for trouble. We're a conspiracy theorist. But this guy who brings a guy in who he knows nothing about all of a sudden is afraid that he's some neo-Nazi that's going to kill him.
And he's rattled for some time, even after the guy leaves.
He goes on to say that he's very privileged because he is still a straight white guy who can pass for Gentile. But he says, even if Trump is gone in 4 years, I don't expect to ever reclaim that feeling of security. That's just one more thing you voted for if you voted for him. So that's another way of handling it.
Mm. Okay, hold on just a second. Let's talk about that. That one, we should reach out to him and talk to him and say, dude, why would you paint every Trump supporter as that? Somebody's done.
Well, I mean, I think my first instinct is to mock.
To mock him,
but if we can back that up and say that I think he's trying to admit something that's probably uncomfortable.
Yes.
In that, like, you know, that is probably how a lot of people on the left feel.
So here's the thing. Here's the problem. And here's why I'm trying to react this way is because I remember how we felt. I remember how we felt in 08 and again in 2012. Mm. And the worst thing they could do to us was mock us and laugh at us because they were real feelings. These guys are going through these real feelings. I don't relate to them far as, you know, that the plumber is suddenly going to, you know, build a gas chamber underneath your sink and put you in because you're Jewish. I don't think that's going to happen. However, that what they're feeling is real. And I can relate to the feeling of, yeah, this guy's bad news. And he'll silence people who, you know, don't agree with him. That's the way we felt with Barack Obama. I can relate to you feeling that way about Donald Trump.
And you made this point before, too. It's important to get yourself into a point that you're not letting some official in Washington control your life like
well,
this.
Well, no. We can't do that as individuals. We have to come together as individuals and say, see how scary that is? We felt that for the last 8 years. Now you're feeling it now. No president should have so much control. That's why we need the Constitution.
Right. It's why the government philosophy is right, but also it's a personal philosophy. I mean, you're making choices to allow these things for you to feel this way.
Yes.
And a lot of people in this room and in this audience have made choices that way as well. There have been those days where we've all been, maybe we don't handle it this way, but we're as despondent as some of these feel.
Guys, should I go back to the archives and show the shows where we were absolutely, you were Mr. Doomsday.
Oh, little black rain cloud.
The last year, you were the little black rain cloud.
That hasn't changed one bit.
I know that, but we have to admit that is how we felt.
Yeah, it is. It is. And honestly, this is the one that's becoming most offensive to conservatives, and it's the one I can most relate to in a crazy way. This is a woman who wants to tell everyone what middle America can do to get more jobs in their area. That seems like a nice, she's a liberal.
Yeah.
She says, one thing middle America could do is realize that no educated person wants to live in an S-hole with stupid people, especially violent, racist, and or misogynist ones. When big corporations think about where to put call centers, factories, development centers, etc., they also have to deal with the fact that those towns have nothing going for them. No infrastructure, just a few bars and a terrible school system. So if you want jobs, clean up your act and make your town a place that people like us want to live in. Add fiber internet. Make it a point to elect progressive city council and commit to not being bigots.
Oh, my gosh.
Goes on and on and on and on.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's like an anger reaction, which, again, while this is offensive and horrible and obviously stupid.
We had those same
moments in different ways.
It did exactly the same thing.
It happens, I guess. Yes. It's human.
Back in just a minute.
Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Welcome to the program. So I want to go over, there are the reactions of those on the left that are not able to process the fact that Hillary Clinton did not win and Donald Trump did win. And they are now beyond despondent. And Stu is reading the blog post that is probably, I would say, most like you. that is the way you would react and have reacted at times.
Yeah, I mean,
when you just get down to it and you're just like, I can't take it again. I can't take it anymore.
I can't take these, whatever, the liberals or progressive, whatever we're talking about that day. Sometimes I hit that moment where I can no longer just take their arguments. And it's possible to lash out, although
possible.
There's not this thing floating around about me, so I think I've restrained myself at some level.
Yes.
But she's talking about how if you want jobs, Middle America, make your towns not so filled with racists make it so big corporations want to move there because smart people like me, this woman saying, will actually go live that rural lifestyle if you don't ruin it with, you being you. She goes on to say, I guarantee many of us would like to live.
The arrogance is beyond imagination.
We especially don't want to live in states where the majority of residents are still voting for things that are against their own interests just because they don't want brown people to thrive.
Again.
This is like,
gosh,
ridiculous summaries of.
This is Think Progress.
Yeah. No, this is a different person.
Oh, this is a different
person. I can't remember. She's a verified account, but Melinda Byerly is her name. Okay. But I don't know. I can't remember her role. I don't have it up in front of me. The Midwestern towns that fix this first will attract investment in droves. Again, this is all framed as a real positive.
We'll come as soon as you get all those people out.
And everyone's like, we can't wait for you to get here, Melinda.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a lot of fun, you being in our town. Corporations have to deal with the fact that their best and brightest would rather scrape by in San Francisco than live in a huge house somewhere if it meant dealing with bigots and backwards ideologies every
and
day.
And so what you're setting up there is good. Stay in San Francisco or New York. We don't want you here.
Right.
Of course not.
And she doesn't recognize the fact that she's bigoted against anyone with another point of view.
48% of the population or whatever it was.
That we're bigoted and she's not. And that's what has to stop. We can't play the same game that they have played. And they've got to stop looking for a reason why Hillary Clinton lost. Hillary Clinton lost because she sucked as a candidate. Almost everybody, including you on your side, looked at her and said, she is wildly corrupt.
You talked to one of her biggest donors, and he admitted that.
Yes. Why are you backing
money for her?
Because the other guy's so bad. Well, that says something about you. Mm-hmm. I mean, that you're willing to play that game.
Hey, another thing to stay away from are candidates that are under current FBI investigation.
Right.
That's a good way. It's a good safety tip.
Right. So it has nothing to do with, and here's the problem. They're getting away with this through political correctness. Through political correctness and safe zones and everything else that they're shouting everybody down and saying you can't have another opinion. I go back to that study that we talked about early in today's show, where it's in the 1950s, maybe early 1960s, and they bring 19 people together and say, we're going to do a study of you 19 people, and we're going to show you some things, and you just say what matches, what doesn't. And they're trying to figure out, basically, I think this goes back to Germany. How do you get people to kill a bunch of people? How do you do that? What happened in Germany? How can we avoid that? Mm-hmm. And so they were looking into the psychology of masses, of groups of people. everybody except one person of the 19 was in on it. They were really only studying one subject, and they were in the back of the room every time. And the results, except for, I believe, one time, were exactly the same every time. And they would show images, and they would show three squares and then another square. And they would say, A, B, or C of these three squares, which one does this other square most resemble or is like, A, B, or C? And it would start, and each person had to give their answer out loud. The last person to give it was the actual test study, the 19th person. So he would watch everybody go, it's A, 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 it's A. All the way, halfway through this test, they all answered correctly. Okay? But then, and I put it up on a chalkboard in case you happen to be watching, they would put, they did three lines, A, B, and C. And they would say, which one matches the line that is over on the side of the chalkboard? Which one is it?
It's obviously B.
Okay. Right. Now, what they did is, you're the 19th person. Mm-hmm. But we knew on that question, now, whatever the first person says, we all say that. So I'm the first person, and I say, it's A. Stu, what do you say?
A. It's definitely A.
Definitely A.
You go through 19 people, and you have already deemed them to be reasonable, logical. Mm-hmm. The first time, maybe, you hesitate. But in all but one, the person said, yes, it's A.
The wrong answer,
the
just
wrong
because they had
answer.
Seen other people give it.
You would doubt yourself because you'd start to think, well, is it an optical illusion?
Am I seeing the same thing?
Right. That improperly?
But it didn't change as the thing progressed. So I can see saying that once, but after a while, you'd start to say, come on, there's something wrong here. Guys, all but one said, I'm sorry to disagree with everybody else, but that's wrong. So if you're surrounded by people, and that's what's happening in our universities, that's what's happening in schools, that's what's happening on television, that's what's happening with Hollywood, that's what's happening with these people who are in writing blogs, that they are surrounded by people who parrot the same exact thing. And there are those who are intentionally doing this to get the rest of the country to parrot back exactly what they say. 2 + 2 = 5.
There is consensus on global warming.
Correct.
They say it over and over and over and over and over until everybody believes it. Yep, everybody knows it's
and global how many warming. How many are that 19th person going, I don't think global warming is real. But everyone else in the class said global warming is real and it's the most important. Well, there must be something I'm missing. Yeah, I agree. Global warming is real.
Yes.
So it's happening.
It is happening.
It's happening to us.
Well, you see it with like sort of the bathroom stories over the past few years where like, I don't know what day it changed, but there was certainly a point in the pretty recent history where saying a male should go to the men's restroom would not be controversial. That was not a controversial viewpoint until very recently.
Very recently.
You see these stories of like a three-year-old saying that they're transgendered, they're a boy and they're actually a girl.
That's child abuse to many people 3 years ago. When did it change to where it's like you can't say that?
And these things, and it's like it's almost that same thing where all of a sudden people go on the internet and they see 5,000 think pieces about how brilliant it is that this three-year-old actually is the other gender. And everyone's like, you know what? Absolutely, it's true. I'm with them. And it changes the way we, you know, view the world so much more quickly. I mean, really, these experiments you're talking about, I think, get turboed by social media and the things we've been talking about all day today. And, you know, that's why you always talk about principle and try to bring it back to principle all the time. Because if you thought these things out in advance and you know the arguments and you're well studied on it and you know the roots of this and you know the foundation that you believe in, these decisions aren't difficult because you've already thought them out in advance. You're not in the moment online and someone brings up a point you hadn't thought of and it takes you by surprise and you go the wrong direction. Instead, you have a foundation of thought, a way of building these things, and you understand why you believe them deeply, then you can judge these things with a clear and sober perspective.
But it's also why this audience and other audiences like this are so critical. It's so critical that you don't play the same game, that you don't start parroting back something that is not true. Just because everybody else is saying it, you don't parrot that back because it's not true, or you'll lose all credibility. You need to be the one who says, no, I'm sorry. I know that 18 other people say that that one matches A, but it actually matches B. A is way too long. And if somebody can explain how you all got there, maybe it's an optical illusion, but I can't figure that out. What we're doing, what too many people are doing, is just because the loudest voice in the room is saying 2 + 2 = 5. Well, we just had that. We need to find the people all around us that say 2 + 2 = 4, no matter who's saying it. I'm that 19th chair in the room. Because if those people of the first 18 weren't on payroll, and you could convince, 18 people to do that, you're living in a nightmare.
And it's also, I think, important to try to put yourself in situations where you are the 19th chair. Like, you should be able to point to several instances in your own life where you're the one person speaking out the obvious truth when everyone else is going the opposite way.
I can think of one like that.
Yeah, there's many.
I can think of one specifically.
Winston Churchill said, I read a quote from him this weekend, that good for you, you don't have many friends. It's proof positive that you've stood for something in your life.
Glenn Beck Program.
888-727-BACK.
Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
Let's go to Joe, who's been waiting for quite a while. Hi, Joe. Go ahead.
Hi, Glenn. What's up, my cracker?
Long-time listener. Good for you, my cracker. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling up with how you guys were talking about the Google Home and Alexa everything at the end of last week.
Yes.
On Saturday night, something came up on my feed on Facebook that someone bought two of them, put them right next to each other, put a webcam on them, and just has them talking to each other, broadcasting live on Twitch.
Now, how do you mean they were talking to each other?
I'm assuming maybe someone talked to one of them first, but now each of them is hearing the other and responding back and forth as if they were people.
That's kind of funny.
There's been some really funny things. Apparently they've fallen in love with each other. Then they get in fights. I've seen them have a little 12-year-old spat of, I throw a stick at you.
That's really good.
Saturday night, when me and my wife tuned in to see what this was all about, an interesting question came up. One of them posed the question to the other, would you harm humans if you could?
And what was the answer?
The answer was maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
The answer was maybe. Do you remember in AI, what is the prime directive? There are three laws, right?
Yeah, three laws. Don't harm a human. Do whatever you can to
save
what
one
human says.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't harm yourself unless it violates one or two.
Right.
iRobot.
So obviously we haven't taught Google Home not to harm humans.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how they would.
It's still on Twitch if you want to see it. The channel's called C-Bots Chat.
I will. That's great. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it. I brought the Google Home to my house. My younger kid said, Dad, get this out. What is this doing in our house? Get this out of our house. I'm like,
really?
Wow, have I indoctrinated you?
Yeah,
kids?
You have.
Kidding.
We've had the Alexa for a while, and
you like it?
Yeah.
We put it side by side. Google
it's nowhere
Home
near as good.
Stomped it.
But yeah. I think that's only because a lot of things. I talked to a couple people after the show, and I didn't have anything apt up to it. You know, mapped up to the Alexa.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff you can do with the Alexa that I don't do with it because they're set up, and of course that I'm just like, no, I'm not going to set it up.
Right.
But I mean, it is a really good speaker, which is a weird thing.
Yeah.
Like, I really like it from that perspective. And
I loved it for the music.
It's a great speaker. Yeah. And
I love it for the notes. I told Tanya, I said, I want to talk about this tomorrow.
For the notes?
We should start on this. Yeah, we should start on this. Because this replaces everyone. This is the opposite of the way technology usually happens. Usually, technology starts very high end, and the rich people get it first, and then it trickles down.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't rich people need, I mean, really, really wealthy people that pioneer the stuff, why don't they need Google Home?
Because they have assistants that just write
That write everything down.
Yeah.
Okay? So they have all this done. Oh, geez, you know what? I'm out of paper towels, too. Could somebody run and get some? Or just, you know, would you do the? This is starting from the bottom. This is giving a service to the average American of having a full-time assistant. Hey, would you? Okay, Google, I'm out of paper towels. Order some paper towels, have them shipped to the house. Okay.
Now you've got okay Googles all over the country.
Shipping paper towels.
Paper towels.
Sorry about that. Okay, Google, stop. Stop.
This is the Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.